I came to conquer you. There's a difference.
I don't see one.
Elland gritted his teeth to keep himself from snapping at the man. The fatigue, the draining effect of leading an empire that seemed doomed, put him on edge so often lately. No, he told himself, men like Fatrin need more than another tyrant. They need someone to look up to. Elland approached the man and intentionally didn't use emotional allomancy on him. Soothing was effective in many situations, but it wore off quickly. It was not a method to make permanent allies.
Lord Fatrin, Elland said, I want you to think carefully about what you're arguing for. What would happen if I did leave you? With this much food, this much wealth down here? Can you trust your people not to break in, your soldiers not to try selling some of this to other cities? What happens when the secret of your food supply gets out? Will you welcome the thousands of refugees who will come? Will you protect them and this cavern against the raiders and bandits who will follow?
Fatrin fell silent. Elland laid a hand on the man's shoulder.
I meant what I said above, Lord Fatrin. Your people fought well. I was very impressed. They owe their survival today to you, your foresight, your training. Mere hours ago, they assumed they would be slaughtered by Kolos. Now they are not only safe, but under the protection of a much larger army. Don't fight this. You've struggled well, but it is time to have allies. I won't lie to you. I'm going to take the contents of this cavern, whether you resist me or not. However, I intend to give you the protection of my armies, the stability of my food supplies, and my word of honor that you can continue to rule your people under me. We need to work together, Lord Fatrin. That's the only way any of us are going to survive the next few years.
Fatrin looked up.
You're right, of course, he said. I'll go get those men you asked for, my lord.
Thank you, Elland said. And if you have anyone who can write, send them to me. We'll need to catalog what we have down here.
Fatrin nodded, then left.
Once you couldn't do things like that, Vin said from a short distance away, her voice echoing in the large cavern.
Like what?
Give a man such forceful commands, she said. Take control away from him. You'd have wanted to give these people a vote on whether or not they should join your empire.
Elland looked back at the doorway. He stood silently for a moment. He hadn't used emotional allomancy, and yet he felt as if he'd bullied Fatrin anyway.
Sometimes I feel like a failure, Vin. There should be another way.
Not right now, there isn't, Vin said, walking up to him, putting a hand on his arm. They need you, Elland. You know that they do.
He nodded.
I know it. I just can't help thinking that a better man would have found a way to make the will of the people work along with his rule.
You did, she said. Your parliamentary assembly still rules in Luthadel, and the kingdoms you reign over maintain basic rights and privileges for the Ska.
Compromises, Elland said. They only get to do what they want as long as I don't disagree with them.
It's enough. You have to be realistic, Elland.
When my friends and I met together, I was the one who spoke of the perfect dreams, of the great things we'd accomplish. I was always the idealist.
Emperors don't have that luxury, Vin said quietly.
Elland looked at her, then sighed, turning away. Vin stood, watching Elland in the cold lantern light of the cavern. She hated seeing such regret, such disillusionment in him. In a way, his current problems seemed even worse than the self-doubt he had once struggled with. He seemed to see himself as a failure despite what he had accomplished. And yet he didn't let himself wallow in that failure. He moved on, working despite his regret. He was a harder man than he had once been. That wasn't necessarily a bad thing. The old Elland had been a man who was easily dismissed by many, a genius who had wonderful ideas but little ability to lead. Still, she missed some of what was gone. The simple idealism. Elland was still an optimist, and he was still a scholar, but both attributes seemed tempered by what he had been forced to endure. She watched him move along one of the storage shelves, trailing a finger in the dust. He brought the finger up, looking at it for a moment, then snapped it, throwing a small burst of dust into the air. The beard made him look more rugged, like the wartime commander he had become. A year of solid training with Allomancy and the sword had strengthened his body, and he'd needed to get his uniforms retailored to fit properly. The one he wore now was still stained from battle.
"This place is amazing, isn't it?" Elland asked.
Vin turned, glancing into the darkness of the storage cavern.
"I suppose."
"He knew Vin," Elland said. "The Lord Ruler. He suspected that this day would come, a day when the mists returned and food would be scarce. So he prepared these supply depots."
Vin joined Elland beside a shelf. She knew from previous caverns that the food would still be good, much of it processed in one of the Lord Ruler's canneries, and would remain so for years in storage. The amount in this cavern could feed the town above for years. Unfortunately, Vin and Elland had more to worry about than a single town.
"Imagine the effort this must have taken," Elland said, turning over a can of stewed beef in his hand. "He would have had to rotate this food every few years, constantly packing and storing new supplies. And he did it for centuries, without anyone knowing what he was doing."
Vin shrugged.
"It's not so hard to keep secrets when you're a god emperor with a fanatical priesthood."
"Yes, but the effort, the sheer scope of it all."
Elland paused, looking at Vin.
"You know what this means?"
"What?"
"The Lord Ruler thought it could be beaten. The deepness, the thing that we released. The Lord Ruler thought he could eventually win."
Vin snorted.
"It doesn't have to mean that, Elland."
"Then why go through all of this? He must have thought that fighting wasn't hopeless."
"People struggle, Elland. Even a dying beast will still keep fighting, will do anything to stay alive."